then I listened. So.
Right. Dylan Ferrandis, I want to talk to you about a bunch of things, but first of all, that second moto, holy shit, that was good, dude. Looked like you were trying to pull Cody Shock around the outside of the turn before you were like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Not really on purpose, but yeah, I made the mistake. Like on the start, I really lost my balance, but I stay wide open. Yep. And yeah, I went to the right when people wanted to go to the left for the left turn. And yeah, just Banks bar, and yeah, it crashed on my wheels. And yeah, I straight felt something, and I wasn't really sure. So I stopped, I looked, and yeah, I was like, okay.
Oops.
Bad, yeah, sorry. And then the mechanics, they were really quick to remove the bike, and At some point I was like, okay, I'm going to go straight to the truck and remove my gear and just enjoy.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then the mechanic said, no, it's fine, you can go. Yeah. So I was like, okay, let's try to finish on the high note and see what I'm capable of. And actually, I was feeling really good today. I think the pressure of the championship being not there anymore, I felt more better physically. Also, it wasn't too hot. And the first moto, I didn't push that hard. I was able to save some energy at the end. So yeah, just push... I give everything I had the world moto in moto 2, and yeah, when I reached the last lap, I saw Webb not too far, but I was like, yeah, no, it's I'm over. Like, I was really empty.
Did you know you had the overall though?
No, because okay. I didn't see Roxen, and I was pretty sure he was leading. So I was like, okay, if he's leading, Tomac is second, Webb third, I'm four, and yeah, maybe I do podium. So I really wanted to make a podium. Like this week, I had a podium every round, which is incredible. But then on the pit board of the last lap, they showed me first overall. I was like, no, it's not possible. Like, and then I passed the finish, and I wasn't really happy because I was, yeah, sad. I mean, disappointed about what happened at the start. And I reached the podium, and they told me, yeah, you first overall. I was like, really? I couldn't believe. Like, it's gnarly. Like, it's insane.
That's a hell of a ride. What were you pointing over at Christian for? What were you guys doing there when you got by him?
Oh, just having fun. Okay, like, we I think this season in Florida, we are training together, and we really get along together really well, and we really find this friendship relationship that we both enjoy. And every weekend at the truck, we're having good time and enjoy, you know. So I just, I mean, yeah. He knows me. He knows what I'm capable of because we train together. So
he wanted to give you a finger. He said he messed up. He wanted to give you the finger.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, sometimes at the truck, I'm not really nice with him. You know, I push him a little too much. I rev at him. So for sure, I deserve sometime a little finger, you know.
You've been race Hangtown a few times now. This one was a tough track. For me, an average rider, I did not want to ride. It did not look like fun at all.
Yeah, the practice were bad. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. The track was bad in practice. During the moto, I think was better. Okay. Even in if they had prepped better, like rip more deep, that could have been better. But yeah, I talked with the people from the AMA. I don't know. I think after Parla, round one, when it was too deep and too muddy, everybody kind of complained. Yep. And round two in Colorado, like... they didn't really rip like today, and everybody was happy and say, oh, that was so good for racing.
But high point was dry.
Yeah. But I think it might have worked in Colorado, but it cannot work on every track. Like Hangtown, you have to rip really deep to have big ruts, many different lines, and I think today they should have done that a little better.
22 out of 24 motos on the podium. That's an impressive season.
Yeah, no, honestly, even me, I'm surprised. Like it's like for a racer, it's dream come true, and it's a dream season. And I'm really aware about that. So I enjoy every moment. But yeah, as a racer, as someone who wants to win, like there is always new goals. And now we really have all our eyes on the Supercross Championship. So we kind of. Put all the emotion on the side and already have goals and they'll focus on the Supercross.
Are you going to take a single digit? Because four is going to be open for you and you ran it in Europe. So I wonder, have you thought about that?
No, I didn't think about that. But I don't think four is already available. I think they still wait a little bit more. So there's only the 5 and 8, but it's fine. I like the 14. And like I said before, it's not really important for me. Like I think I build myself with the 14 now. I won two championships with the 14, so I think I'm going to keep this number forever.
Sure. Last thing for you, the Yamaha. It's this program at Star really turned it around. Yourself, Mookie, AP, and then Outdoors. The bike's gotten a bad rap. It looks phenomenal with you. Today was a shithole track, I thought, and the bike looked great. Like, it feels good. It must feel good for Yamaha guys to have you sort of validate the bike ride a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And you can also add Christian. He did his best race today. So, I mean, we're all really happy about the bike. And I decided to move 450 to 450, Yamaha sent me a contract, and I said, no, I cannot sign a contract. I want to have Star Racing. And so that's how we start the deal, you know, to Star Racing the team. And I said since day one, I said, I will only sign Yamaha if Star Racing are taking care of the team. Yeah. Because I knew what they are capable of. And I proved that I was right, you know. Like I said before, they just only the win care for these people at Star. And that's also my mentality. That's why I wanted to stay with them. It wasn't easy. If you look at the Supercross result we had, if you look at all the interview I did during Supercross, I was not happy about the bike. I was saying, I could have been better if I had a better bike. But yeah, it was new for everybody. We had a new suspension guy, Ricky Gilmore, that is a really good friend of me now. It was new for everybody. We had to completely rebuild this bike from zero. So sometimes we had to test during a race. So it was not ideal, but yeah, we get through it, and we proved that with a little bit of weight and be patient and walk step by step for the outdoors, we show up ready.
Ricky told me, you are demanding on him, not in a bad way. You are very, hey, let's try this. You're not scared to try some stuff and try to get it better all the time. He loves working with you.
Yeah, it's also because I have a feeling, I feel like sometimes I feel like I could ride faster, but the bike doesn't allow me to be faster, and that's what happened a lot in Supercross. Yep. And so that's why I say, hey, you guys have to find solution. Yep. We have to try this, or we have to change this, because I'm sure I can go faster. And so for sure it's hard sometimes, because I ask to the people in my team to put a lot of work. Yep. And I ask sometimes to be at 9 at the track and do testing all day and be ready for the next day with different stuff for the bike. So for sure, for people it's hard. They spend like my mechanic say before, he spend 90 hours a week, so it's insane. It's not even possible, but yeah, you see at the end there's the championship. So yeah,
fantastic job, man. Thanks for doing this, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.